I thought we'd mix up the song in celebration. I wish you guys could see what's going on right now in the studio.
Don't you wish this was live?
A little bit, a little bit. I wanted to mix up the song in celebration of the 49 so far gay lives lost at Pulse Nightclub. And I was like, you know what? Average gay cat not grinding it out to metal so much. So Gray Sky Eternal, maybe not the best fit.
No.
So what is like the gayest I can find? And the answer is
synth-pop?
Erasure covering ABBA. That's just...
That is a gay sandwich.
That's a turducken of gay right there. Just gay Rubik's Cube.
Nut to butt to nut to butt.
Exactly, man. Dave Gahan, the singer of Depeche Mode, I think could do Enjoy the Silence with a schlong on his tonsils. And it wouldn't be as gay as Erasure. Just the opening note of that. So, it's not your standard Papa's Basement. We don't get to...
More solemn.
Well, we have to do like a...
Less gay.
We have to... Yeah, exactly. We butched it up a little. We gotta talk Orlando, right? I mean, can we really pretend that didn't happen?
Can you get around it? You really can't.
What am I gonna do? Talk about how much I love the new Zelda
at E3? Hey, we're current events, but yeah.
We finally...
Did you know Zelda can jump?
We did get the Waluigi amiibo. I want to put that out there.
I saw
Waluigi, finally an amiibo, along with Goo, Boo, not Goo. Sorry, got Erasure on the brain. So, yeah, let's...
There's a couple on there.
I
E3
feel like...
events, but that's not important right now.
Yeah, pretty much Orlando's having one of the worst weeks, I think, for most, you know, major city out there. It started,
I mean, and Florida as a whole is doing pretty bad.
Florida is, a national punchline.
Yeah.
And not for this. This isn't really joke material. I'm just saying in general, you're like, oh.
No, this sucks.
Yeah. Like, if you hear about anything weird or horrific happening, short of, like, a mass shooting, which, happens everywhere.
I was going to say.
But, you know, like.
Don't hold your breath. Could hold your breath for the next one, actually.
Day before, a chick who was on The Voice got shot. Apparently, by like some crazy stalker in Orlando, sir.
In Orlando.
And then today in Orlando, some kid got grabbed by a gator, like at Disney.
Yeah.
Like a little toddler just eaten by a gator, which my mom was completely blown away by. And I'm like, my chick's mom's
once
parents.
Once the Congress does something about the gators in Florida.
Well, they have cats. And now they have less cats because of the gators. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they eat cats, they eat dogs, so why don't you think they'd eat a baby now and again?
Yeah, you gotta watch your babies.
I mean, your baby's like veal.
Yep. I mean, that's the one place where, like, the leash is not that cruel to a kid.
Oh, you mean like the baby?
Unless you want to pull it back and there's just bones, but, you know, watch your kid. Just keep him close.
Oh, you mean like you'd pull a Harambe and just zone out for 30 seconds while the gators... filleting your kid.
Yeah, because the gator's
not filleting,
not
filleting.
Exactly.
I want that for the record.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you get one of those leashes that makes your kid look like a leather slut, like a little harness around his chest.
Yeah, it's usually like a little monkey or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's a fake
backpack.
That's
the way we treat them. Yeah. But like at least keep them on that because it's gonna keep them a little safe. Like.
Is
known for gators.
Or is it like just eating a cherry on the stem and then pulling the stem out? Is that just, really what
I mean,
the backpack
is? It could
is?
Be. It very well could be. But yeah, at least you won't get a Harambe situation because guess what? The gator's not going to carry him to the other side of the swamp, all right?
I mean, inside his tummy he will.
Yeah, he might. Let him surf ride for a little bit.
So,
Team Wolf it.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of... and admittedly, before anyone gets their feathers all butt hurt and ruffled by anything I say, let's just put it out there. I'm stupid. I know nothing. I know very little. Do you know the extent of my gun knowledge, Jay?
I feel like I didn't have
Pete,
to say that.
Sorry.
They're like, they know that.
We broke Fabe right there.
Pete?
And here's the sad part. I even have pieces. I have a couple at my mom's house.
I've seen them.
Yeah, I got
You've
some.
Threatened me once or twice.
Well, you know what? You ate the last piece. You had it coming.
I talk
son
a lot.
Of a bitch.
I get it.
Once in a while, a man just wants to watch Degrassi and
no, I know.
Not have you jawing. Did you know?
I know.
Did
my
you
place.
Know that he's Drake? Shut up. We all know that he's Drake. Yeah.
I just want to know what happens next.
So,
I think he'll ever walk again.
But really, if you're like, well, John, you have firearms. What's the extent of your firearms knowledge? Well, there's a movie called Full Metal Jacket. the zapper gun came in both gray and orange handled variants.
Yes, and you had to hold it very close.
Yeah.
To whatever you need to shoot.
Doesn't work on an LCD TV, by the
really?
Way. Really? Yeah, does not.
I know that you could shoot at a light bulb and just win every time.
I just shoot.
Yeah.
And, well, that's what you do.
Little tidbit for your kids out there trying to win at Duck Hunt.
And the Super Nintendo had a Super Scope 6 bazooka.
No.
That was some heavy artillery.
That.
No one did.
I don't even know anybody who owned it.
It sold 8 copies. You think the Power Glove didn't sell?
Now that we're responsible adults.
Exactly. We got to go through a background check for Super Scope 6s.
You probably do.
So, here's all my thoughts. I just wrote down what was going to be a big written post on the site. You're right. I was going to actually write for InPapa'sBasement.com, the show site. We should probably get that out there. I'm John Papagiorgio. InPapa'sBasement.com has every episode of Papa's Basement, the show you're listening to right now, hosted on it. At Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. I did that with the same cadence.
We are on SoundCloud. We are on Spreaker. That is a weird... I don't know what that is yet.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is yet.
We have
all right
the Scarface cadence where he's just at the dinner table.
We are effing.
Effing. Just listing it out lazily.
We're on the YouTubes.
High on Quelus.
At Papa's Basement. Everything is Papa's Basement, except for inpapasbasement.com.
So first, something I think we can all agree on, whether we have tons of guns, nuns of guns, somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little tired of all the... It started, I guess, with Je suis Charlie, but it's...
Je suis Charlie.
And now I saw friends, admittedly very well-intentioned people, posting like, we are Orlando, and it's like...
Je suis Orlando.
The gay people have, like, a very specific, rough life. I don't know if they really dig having this co-opted from them, where it's just like, oh, we're all in this
That's
together.
That's my problem, too.
And it's like, we're not really...
Dog, I've been living it.
All in this together. You know, like, they have their own tough road to hoe. And there's, you know, there's lots of homophobia and plucking your eyebrows and staying in relative shape if you're on the man side of the gay equation.
Plucking is hard.
And I don't like the whole, anytime there's a tragedy, everyone is like, I'm a part of this. You know, when JFK got his brains blown all over that motorcade and Jackie's little stupid hat.
Yeah.
You didn't hear people go, je suis Jack.
Je suis Jack.
They just said, you know what, Jackie and little John John doing your dumb little salute?
Mm-hmm.
We feel bad for you. We sympathize. Yeah. I would like it much more if people were like, hey,
gays of
Orlando.
I feel bad for what happened to you guys.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that despite, like, on top of not getting your cakes baked by everyone and... Mm-hmm. You know, if you're holding hands with your partner, someone
might
lob
say,
a soda.
You mean to say, hey, like, don't be like, this also happened to me.
Beat you till you die. Exactly. Don't say you know what that life is. You don't. Like, the Charlie Hebdo guys, too. Like, you weren't some broke-ass cartoonist who really just to live a life that they feel artistically true to.
Right.
Got crap paycheck after crap paycheck. And then some angry Muslim guys killed you.
And are you going to take...
The cherry on top.
Right? And if it was like the JFK thing, would you be taking like selfies there like later at the corner?
Oh, on Dealey Plaza?
Right? Yeah. It's like... No.
I know it's just a busy...
You didn't think of it...
It's just a busy highway now. And yes, every idiot runs out. It's like, look at
mine! Just get smashed.
I wonder how many people have died because of JFK's death there.
I don't know.
It has to happen. At least
nobody...
once a year, right?
Yeah, it wasn't as
so I guess je suis,
important, I guess.
Je suis JFK in that situation, you really are. But yeah, I don't like the co-opting of grief. Just say, I sympathize. I feel real bad. Don't say, I'm in your shoes. These guys, they wanted to go to one place where they can, like, hold each other's hands.
Can you even fit in sevens?
Blow each
Men's
other.
Men's sevens?
Take
this is a Latin club.
Exactly. Take a KY fart on the couch and everyone just laughs about it. Instead of getting...
Did you say a KY fart?
KY fart. Instead of getting kicked out of Chili's for it, you know? And these guys, all of a sudden, everyone's like, we're with you 100%. You have to be like, what?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. No, I don't think you were there.
I think if they even asked you, you probably wouldn't have shown up. Exactly. You probably wouldn't have partied that night.
Really? Exactly. Yeah.
So I get your sentiment, but I mean, the sentiment as a whole, right? You know?
I express horror at a shooting and express, yes, I don't like that 49 right? people thus far are dead. Yes. Nothing wrong with that. Just don't care for the whole, like, all in it together, rainbow gay team assemble.
Right. Because
you're not.
What are you saying is that doesn't get to, well, that doesn't get to a point, right?
You're going to go back.
You want them to make a point.
To your.
Being like, I get you.
You're going to go back to your normal straight life and kiss your chick on the street and no one will care. And again, I'm just saying these dudes, like a week later, some guy who survived that shooting might be kissing his dude on the street and just get a brick hucked against his brainstem.
God, I hope not.
And then he's drinking.
We're living in 2016. Yeah. I freaking hope not.
He's drinking through an IV the rest
but
of his
life. But it could happen.
It could easily happen. I'm just saying it's bad. We can't say, like, I'm so sorry, gay people, and then, like, treat them like crap on the back end.
It's true.
A couple jokes here and there, yes.
Speaking of bricks, my dad got hit with a brick when he was a kid.
That explains so much. Yep. Was it in the testicles?
It certainly
thus
does.
Damaging
his
scene.
He used to live in your favorite city, Richmond.
Richmond?
Yeah. He said, and he got bust.
Lest you think I'm so PC, shall we play a game called Guess the Color of the Person That Hurled a Brick at Him?
He got bust to schools that were not like my father.
Okay.
And yeah, he's like, dude, yeah.
So your
bricks hurt
dad was bust to black schools.
Yeah, yeah, he used to
what
live in
Henrico
County.
What did his dad do to
it
the
mayor? It just reminded me, because I remember my dad, like, every time I'm like, oh, I have a shortcoming, he's like, has anybody thrown a brick at your head?
My dad had a rock
like,
in his head.
Well, you know what? Nobody has. I guess you're right.
He just had this, like...
he's totally right.
It looked like a...
Does he have a rock in his head?
No, well, for a time. It got plucked at some point.
Do you look like a Metal Gear Solid 5, like a...
It looked like a little
like snake,
kind of like bone-ish BH in his skull. Like, you could touch the hole where it was, and the
like
rest
Dennis
of the skull...
Like Dennis Hopper in like Super Mario Brothers?
I don't get the reference.
No, yeah.
I love Super
horns,
Mario too much
Koopa?
To ever touch it.
Oh, well, I don't blame you.
No, it looked
yeah,
like...
nobody can be mad at you.
Like
you're
a
like,
little...
If your excuse was, I love Super Mario Brothers, I didn't
yeah,
watch
why would
it,
I, exactly.
I don't blame you.
You're like, I love the Washington Redskins, why would I want to watch a 17-minute short film where Art Monk is raped like Marcellus Wallace?
No, that's every other
and you're
Washington
like, but he's
game
in his,
now.
He's in his jersey, so it is related to the Redskins. No, he had like a little bony ridge, and every so often he'd be like, you want to touch the bump? And I'm like, okay. Yeah, he's bald as hell. So
right,
you just,
the ladies.
He was like Larry David bald, so you could just stick your finger in this little bone.
Really?
It was so great, though, because he grew up, in like right post-war Greece. So you're like, really? What medically was done for him? Like, did they just kind of like pull the rock
kiss
out?
Kiss the boo-boo.
Yeah, go.
Kiss the boo-boo.
Does that feel better? That's it.
Yeah, that's about all you can get.
That place, I went there in 2003.
I think they still do that.
Third
yeah.
world. You would still crap into a hole in the ground like it was Kyoto in 1943.
Yogurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That was...
That's all we got. Sorry.
That was actually...
Rub some yogurt on it.
Not to break it to all the honkies out there. They're not so big on yogurt over there. It's just a market.
I believe it, yeah. Fahey, whatever that crap is.
Faye.
So, I can't stand it.
I also don't really care to talk about the shooter... And I'm not going to say his name, but that's not like me being conscientious.
I will not say
I forgot
his name.
It. Mateen, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Do we want to go full? Okay, because I remember the first part.
Is it Omar?
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. Captain hey. Memory. Okay, not after
that's
that.
I spelt it out.
I just like his little MySpace photos.
In sign language.
Where he looks like Ali G. That's some good stuff. I know that we're all, because everything has to be debated in this country.
Ali G, which we love as Americans.
We're all like, is he... A radical Islamist? Is he a self-loathing gay man?
We
just a homophobe who isn't gay?
What do we have to know? It's a freaking shooting.
I'm going to say this. Just because you watch some ISIS videos and you're inspired by ISIS, it doesn't make you ISIS.
No.
I could listen.
I used to play with G.I. Joes.
Exactly.
I'm not a G.I. Joe.
You don't have a pelvic rubber band?
Nope.
You can listen to classic rock radio.
See me bounce.
And I can go to a karaoke bar and I can sing A Hard Day's Night. I'm not the fifth Beatle. That might shock you given all my podcast millions, but so him like calling after he's killed 49 people or whatever.
And then that's absurd.
He calls the paramedics and he's like, yeah, I did this in the name of ISIS or Allah or whatever the hell he said. First of all, have you ever been caught cheating on your chick and you're just like throwing S at the wall verbally to see what sticks? Like, I know one time I think Carmen Electra caught.
Can I lie and say no?
Sure.
Thanks. No, I've never been through that. Please lead me through
that. There you go. So one time, the worm, Dennis Rodman, and I'm saying that about, that was his nickname, not a commentary on his behavior.
Yeah, I know.
So he was caught, I believe, by Carmen Electra with two women in his bed. And he just straight up, like, they fell out of the ceiling. You just say whatever. Like, there's a chance, and I don't know killer psychology.
Could have happened.
I've never wanted to murder more than one person at any given time. I've never had a spree killer thing in me.
No.
Like, if you cut me off in traffic for about 8 minutes.
Why would it be other people?
I will picture death for you.
Yes, for the one guy that was in front of you.
Exactly.
And then you'll make everybody watch you.
But the whole killing everyone thing I don't get. So I can't really put myself in his shoes here. But I figure there's a chance maybe he just did this. And then he's looking at a billion corpses and he's like, I got to just say things now. Like, it was ISIS.
Oh,
my dog ate my homework.
I forgot to write a speech. I didn't think I would get this
maybe
far.
if you're of a dusky hue and you were like, raised Muslim and you shoot a bunch of people. At some point, you just got to be like, ISIS. Like, the same way if you're black and you're going to clock a guy on film, you're just like, world star! Bam! Like, by law.
You're just, crap. I didn't even mean to say that. It just came out.
It was in my marrow. It was in my DNA.
I didn't mean to say that.
So there's a lot. A lot of my friends, because, again, it's like two camps. And for some reason, this show, I think, has more conservative listeners, or at least they talk to me way more than the liberal ones. So right. I like the conservative ones more. They make me feel pretty and special. So I see their posts and stuff. And there's a lot of like laughing at how even I would laugh because I understand the difference, like just branding things an assault rifle. It's kind of like a made up term. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's automatic weaponry.
A lot of people like to.
And there's semi-automatic weaponry. I get that. Mm-hmm. One is like, hold down the trigger. One is like, I can keep squeezing
it. Automatics
the bullets
do not exist in our gun world.
They aren't anywhere, outside of contract.
You can't buy them outside of making them.
Which,
from semis.
Supposedly is very easy, according to this, one of the more annoying gun arguments I've seen. But we'll get to all this later.
Yes.
Again, I'm not trying to alienate anyone.
No.
If you don't want to hear my fat ass and my beard and
then
my
you
glasses,
can listen to the
talk about
thousand other episodes that are
there's so many other
the
episodes
half thousand
that
other episodes
haven't earned any other PayPal money for me yet. But I'm gonna just talk about this for a bit. And
you say that for tax purposes, right?
That I want PayPal money?
No, I mean that the money hasn't been earned.
Oh yeah, that's right. We haven't earned one red cent.
That's it.
At least according to the IRS.
So keep it coming in, guys.
Winky, winky. So there's a lot of like BSing about dudes laughing at folks just saying assault rifle ban and not really like knowing the terms for weapons. And it's kind of like it's weird to me and it seems kind of divisive. Like if people don't know those terms. It's odd that some people step in and they're like,
since you don't know what it is, you don't know what you're talking about.
Play professor about them. It's just very bizarre. It's like almost hearing people that don't play. It'd be like if I was talking about magic cards to you and I was like,
okay, well, you'd be talking to the right guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm like Black Lotus,
I'll pretend
Dragon,
like I'm just not like, yeah, Black
Giant
Lotus, that's
growth,
not over 10K.
Dark Ritual.
Okay, I get it.
Like if you don't play magic,
I
you're
don't.
Just like, what the,
you
these
nerd.
Are, these are all cards, I guess, of some sort, but
I don't know what they are.
The people,
they sound like cars.
Yeah, the people in the game understand it. So what if somehow magic cards were killing people? And sometimes like a magic card would kill 50 people and one, and the people that played magic were like, look, it was just the Black Lotus that did it. Like it was just Black Lotus, maybe a little Shivan Dragon action here. Don't go trying to take all my magic cards.
Wow.
To the people that don't play magic, they don't know what the living hell you're talking about, dude.
Yeah.
It's, it was a Jimbo Jumble and a Woozle Wuzzle. You know, like, it's just BS.
I just got to straight up commend you for making the connection from
for safe
magic cards to assault rifles.
It's all connected.
I mean, seriously.
It's just...
You're one of the best.
Well, thanks, buddy. I didn't want to...
But see, I know magic cards, so I'm like...
Oh, this was going to be the sixth sense reveal.
We can't have Black Lotus out there. That's why we don't have him in competition. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's why we can't have him. Too powerful. So...
God, he's right. I'm shaking right now.
I was going to do this big reveal where I was like, at the end of the episode, guess what? Pete was drunk the whole time, and I didn't let him have his Red Bull. So this is just straight up drunk
Pete. He wouldn't let me get to my Red Bull. He took the back roads.
But you know what? I want to say drunk Pete is so impressive. You should always skip that Red Bull. You should just be drunk
Pete. That's because I'm standing, and you can see that I'm hard. When usually I'm...
I can. Yeah. Now I'm trying to shield you behind the monitor. I don't want to see that.
I usually move the monitor, but I'm usually sitting, so you can't see everything.
So, and then there's a lot of talk of like, well, I could still kill as fast with Weapon X. Even if you take away this assault rifle.
I get it.
There's still like the non-assault rifle version of this gun, which is more or less the same thing.
Click, 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 click.
Can't you understand the sentiment is people don't want like things that can kill in mass? And I get it. Like anything where it has a magazine and you can pull and pull and pull, you can kill a lot of people.
Yes.
So maybe
just limit it a couple bit.
I know we're getting like all anti-Second Amendment-y or whatever the hell, or are we not? Because
Definitely not.
But
you'll get to your point.
Maybe the point is people just don't want any sort of like click, 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 five people are dead weapons out there, which I don't think we can really put
it's
the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah.
But I would say the philosophical difference, is the crux between the two parties.
Mm-hmm.
I think some, and not political parties, I just mean the foregun, anti-gun. Lot of people out there are like, look,
because you could be both camps.
If I could rub a genie's prick. Mm-hmm. And he comes out and he does like 8 minutes of horrible Robin Williams shtick, but eventually he's like, all right, it's finally wish time.
I'm ready to come. Yeah. What do you want?
That's how he grants the wishes. So
where do you want it?
Wouldn't that be
Where's
awful
your wishes?
If the lamp was really just his penis. Like, if you rubbed a lamp and a genie appeared and then the lamp was just obviously his metal prick, would you go for the other two wishes?
No, if you were doing it and then it like kept growing and then you were like, something's funny here. And you're like, but... You know, at the end, there may be a wish. So you're like, just keep going for it. Do you keep going for it?
Because
you obviously know at this point, it has just become a full-on genie.
I think the genie would be weirded out because he'd look down and my mouth would be on the lamp. And genie peenie, that's our new shirt.
Yeah.
That's our shot glass. Wait, don't say shot. That's not correct.
You know, if you swallow the wish, you get more.
Oh, no. What if that was your wish?
I just
want to blow a ghost man.
I just want to blow a genie.
So there are people out there like, if I could put the genie back in the bottle, if I could do Pandora's box, you know, put them all back in.
Yeah.
Like, would you just not have private ownership versus those that are like, hey, look, it's a tool in the hands of responsible people. It's all good. I think that's like more or less what's starting to become the fundamental breakdown, at least for some people. I'm not saying a lot of people want that, but there are people out there who are like, screw it, I just don't like them. Out there. I'll get to where I stand on all this later. See, okay. That's a teaser. We're not just genie dick jokes. But
We're not just asking you to rub our genies.
I think one of the most annoying things I do read, what I think is like willing ignorance from I don't know if you have to be like big time pro gun
or
little time pro gun.
Can I guess? Because
you're like, it's going to be the videos of James Corden singing. That's the most annoying thing.
That was earlier.
And you are
that was earlier before the show, which I do think his monologues are the weakest of any of them. And yes,
does he
late
sweat
night
a
is
lot?
Going.
I've never seen one. Does he sweat?
You know, I really can't tell. I think they cake him on. You just really like it sweats all on the backside. It just goes like right through the front, goes up through the top, and then just comes
does
out the
he,
back.
Does he walk off stage and it looks like a man who's thrown in
I
the
do
pool
think Seth
in
Meyers
suit.
Does it better than the rest of them.
Okay.
I just want to put that out there.
Okay, kiss ass.
But, yes, what I did want to say is you were saying that the most hated thing, and I think I know because I've been on the show long enough, and also it's the same thing we've talked about a lot. Tell me if I'm right.
I'm waiting.
Memes?
No.
Are we in the ballpark?
I was going to make an actual point.
Oh.
You're not in the ballpark.
Well, you're right. Memes don't make a point, so they are pretty frustrating.
We'll get to the memes in a sec. Memes,
okay.
Memes are the world's dumbest thing.
They are. They're going to be an end to us.
I don't like the argument
to be following
that's
memes
made over and over that if people want to kill other people, they'll find a way. It doesn't matter if there's a gun. You know what? I would like to have sex
fine.
With Cindy Crawford.
Let him use a knife.
In her heyday. But if you give me a stack of $1 billion and a time machine set to 1991 and mm-hmm. put that in front of me, it gets a little easier. If you're like, hey, John,
right.
get fat. And apparently someone said that to me in 2007 and just played it on a tape in my
they
ears.
Said it to
I
me
slept.
When I started this show.
And then you just stocked my fridge with the worst food on earth and it was just readily accessible
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a nice pantry of apples and bananas and whatever the hell healthy people
whatever
eat.
Keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, it'd be easier. It's all about the sake of ease. If you, why are you working your crap job? If
to
I
buy a gun?
If I said, well, if you want to make a paycheck, if you want to work the job of your dreams, you'll find a way. If that were the case, why are you working your dumb office job that you hate?
Right.
Despite pissing and moaning about
we
how much
you
hate
love reading
it.
That.
We do
inspirational quote.
We do
what you love.
Dirty and easy.
We show up to work every day.
We have this weird belief as human beings that somehow we are singularly responsible for ourselves when really we're shaped by our environment. Why did you eat what you know what? Why did you buy all that beer at the Wegmans earlier today? Actually, alcoholic soda. And the answer is you have a drinking problem. But beyond that,
I was
it's
like,
because
I'm not going to admit that. I was like,
you
answer?
Drove by that Wegmans.
I did.
And not
right
another
by your
location.
House, and then to that Wegmans, and then back to your house.
And then why did you drink all of the alcoholic root beer?
Because it was accessible.
Because it was easier.
And it was there, and it was in
not drinking
my...
it in your case.
Yeah, it was there.
But you're right. It was in your hands. It's right there.
It was right there. Why
so,
not?
To act like opportunity, like, sure, I could kill, like, I heard people saying, well, how about the Boston Marathon bombers? Like,
okay.
They made bombs out of, like, little pressure cookers filled with
whatever,
ball bearings.
Whatever, they're in arts and crafts.
So, isn't that a great example, though, for regulating this? Like, they killed two people, despite all
right?
of their efforts.
Yes.
They killed two people, and then, like, a hot chick got a prosthetic
Jesus,
leg or something.
Yes.
And now she's famous.
That is a great point.
If they,
had to work very hard
to
get to that point.
Almost nil.
You're 100% right.
I'm just putting it out there, man.
You are.
I'm just saying these words.
You know, and I'd like to be on the other side of radio that's just like, oh, well, let's create this controversy, but I agree with you, and I hope everybody else does.
It's a lot.
I mean, think about it. You really have to go the extra mile, the 24 miles, to make that fucking...
Oh, you little... You rapscallion.
Oh, well, excuse me. To go that far, to injure somebody, I mean, but with a gun, it would have been way more.
Not just that, it's almost like a self-defeating argument, because if you're like, well, if guns are
also,
taken away... people find other ways to kill each other. So then what's your danger? Because a lot of, I feel, the whole, I don't want my guns taken away because at some point, if I do, the government's coming for me. So wouldn't
government's always coming for you.
Wouldn't you find another way to kill them if it's so easy to, you know? If you're making the argument, I can kill people if I want to, then what are you worried about?
Yeah. If they come for you, shouldn't you be able to take care of it?
Like, what is that stupid, the quote from Hero? You remember Hero?
Hero, the time travel? Oh, okay. No, never mind.
Hero, the Quentin Tarantino produced flick, I believe.
Ooh, no,
and
sir.
There's an ending. God, Hero. Long story short, they get to the whole point where it's like, you know.
I can produce here in a second.
The warrior... at the end of the warrior's path, he can kill with a blade of grass. At some point, if you want to resist the government, won't you go like full Wolverines, like Red Dawn? That's maybe not the best example. John Milius, was a pretty hard on the whole I love guns thing.
Oh, but I think so, yeah.
Wouldn't you be able to resist using anything? Wouldn't you make pressure cooker bombs if it's so damn easy? Wouldn't you hijack a plane? Wouldn't you drive a truck into a crowd
wouldn't
of soldiers
you?
Or
what
whoever's
occupying you? What
does it
sound like a PSA for a second?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you make a pressure cooker bomb?
Won't you take the time to try to kill our occupiers? It's just...
you would.
So going back to the whole Second Amendment thing, it's odd to me that people make this argument like, okay, the founding fathers, when they wrote this document, 1776-ish?
1776.
That was our Declaration of Independence. Constitution
sure, whatever.
Had to be. Maybe just, 1787.
That's the number
long
we're going to use.
Long yeah. time ago. So they're like, they had the foresight.
They're all still doing circles in their graves.
To know what they were doing when they wrote this thing, which is like odd to me.
They had the foresight, I'm sure.
Because Verizon didn't have the damn foresight to sell my iPhone 4 with a limited data plan. And like 2 years later, they're like, holy crap, we have to gauge this.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying things changed that quickly. In 2 years.
Are you trying to say that something you do in the past may have different consequences in the future?
Oh, you mean like you marry a woman and then she gains a ton of weight and you're stuck with
her? Exactly. Yeah. And then you're like, no, this is not what I planned on.
Human foresight is incredibly limited. And if you want any proof of that, look at every gambler ever.
Yeah. And it's not trying to say that the Second Amendment is, you know, they're trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's just saying that they probably weren't talking about automatic weapons. Definitely not automatic weapons, because they don't say that, so I don't want to be like in that stupid crowd.
Do you know what a gun was back then?
But something that shoots like 20 times, why is that important to you?
In the lifetime of a rifle, that's what their weapons were. You get 20 shots for the duration of a war.
Yeah, and that thing would break in half.
Like, you could, while
you're... On the 20th shot, it would shatter and kill you.
Exactly.
It would be done.
I'm just saying, they had weapons back then where, like, between bullets, you could go and take a dump, and like a good Sunday paper dump.
Yeah.
Like a meaningful one. It was very easy to say back then, like...
Just bring back knife fights.
It's the same way, like, you didn't need to invent highways and demand seatbelts when people just had, like, little horse-drawn carts. Of course, there wasn't much regulation for those either.
But they were driving Buicks.
We have speeding tickets and airbags and all that kind of stuff.
Now cars are faster.
Technology junk, man. That's, again, just saying it, man.
Yep. Everybody's like, I never used to do that, and I was fine. Yeah, well, your car didn't go over 40.
It's weird. Like, people make this argument, and it's, like, going back to, again... The founding fathers lived like on a farm. Like, it was the road warrior. Like, people would just come and be like, we're gonna rape your women and steal your chickens, man.
Like, crap.
And like, yeah, you needed
I cannot be in two places at once.
Like, you watch Game of Thrones at all? Like,
I used to.
They would have killed for guns back then.
Till spoilers.
Yeah, like last week
I don't need to watch it anymore.
The Mountain was just chilling in this like religious little sect that was making their own steeple or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then four bad guys come by, and you know they're going to do bad stuff.
Of course, they're
you
bad
know
guys.
It's coming.
That's what they do.
And they could have used guns to, like, kill the bad guys when they came around. But, like...
That would have been nice.
We're not really in that society anymore. Like, if those guys came around today and I shot them, the cops would be like, why did you shoot these four men? And I'd be like, I got the feeling that later
they were going to oppress me at some point in time.
And you know what? I'd be in jail for
the rest of my life. Yeah.
No matter how correct I was.
Nope.
That's
even if they had a letter.
That's some Bernie Getz stuff.
You gotta get shot first, so.
Like, one black kid asked me for a buck on the subway, and I knew what the next step was, so I just shot four of them. And I mean, I'm not saying Bernie, apparently he had been robbed a bunch, so he knew how it was playing out, but Maybe the black guy wanted a cola that one
right?
time.
Yeah. Really? It was pretty hot out that day.
You don't know. And it's just this whole belief that, like, once the guns are gone, that's all that's standing between us and, like, the jackbooted thugs coming to town. But, like, aren't all the soldier types and the cop types and the sheriff types, aren't they all the right-wing gun dudes to begin with? Like, who steps in? Like, where are the liberal soldier evil occupiers that are coming in this scenario? It's just, I don't get that either.
I don't get it either.
Like, they act like it's Order 66.
Let's say you're talking to the wrong side. I wish we had another person where they just was, like, on the, was on a different side.
The instant the guns are gone, apparently, if they do ever disappear, and they won't.
No, and they shouldn't.
But it's like, you remember the third Star Wars, and of course you didn't. You don't. You suppressed that like a sane human being. But I think people pretend like the instant if guns somehow left, they like all the stormtroopers receive the order, like, okay, shoot the Jedi in the back now. Like, what? Like, realistically, what is the scenario? Like, your sheriff is going to take over the town, like Boss Hogg? Like the evil guy from Roadhouse?
Right.
Is it the National Guard? I mean, like, at what point, at what big tier does it come down? Is it the government? Is it FEMA comes in?
Yeah, you mean how the government is going to control your small little podunk town?
Yeah, like your podunk town that like had its economy destroyed by Walmart and all the manufacturing left to China, and at this point the government wishes it could write your town off the books.
They just wish they could come in there and take control. God, they wish you would fall into the center of the earth.
Yeah, because now all
they're not trying
is
to take your guns. They really just, you know, yeah, they're like, fine, your teeth can fall out. That's whatever. Here's some Mountain Dew.
They wish they didn't have to send
That's
you
why
like
they keep pushing it in there.
2,000 tabs of Narcan or whatever that anti-opioid overdose drug is week.
Sounds tasty.
That's all the government wants at this point. Like, the government has won. If you, what do you think the government wants to do? It just wants to tax you. It just wants your money.
Your guns, yeah.
It's like what Genghis Khan did whenever he came to town. He wasn't like, okay, throw down your arms, and then we're gonna like just start doing horrible things to your women and your kids. It was like, throw down your arms. All right, you pay us taxes now. Go back to what you were doing. Pick up some hoes. Make us some wheat, damn it.
Yeah.
That's what you do already. The government's already won. You're paying your taxes to them?
Yeah, it's funny.
Are you making your income?
Well, what if the government comes? Dude.
The government came.
You, yeah.
All over you.
You were a little late.
You're covered in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, you should check your back.
Yeah, why does the government want to kill you? They make so much money off you. You're like the batteries in the Matrix already.
I mean, seriously.
The government, like the robots, that's the government. They got you.
You got what you got. It's okay to make some rules now.
The robots wouldn't sit there and just start pulling batteries off the shelves and
this
be like,
this isn't going to be the one that just screws
you know,
it up.
We need less power here.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, like where is this jerk-off scenario that like the evil guys descend like ID4 and you needed your guns? And by the way, why am I just like air jerking off as I say this for like 15
seconds? I
see that.
I see that. And I was like, ID4.
I just, it's weird to me, man. It's because fundamentally, I'm not like a gun dude. Again, despite having them, I don't care.
No, I mean, yeah, you pressed one to my temple and I.
Exactly.
I was like, you're a gun dude. I swear to God,
as
you're
I
a gun
screamed,
dude.
It's not going to suck
I'll
itself.
I'll tell everybody. I didn't just take it out for air.
There was just like a friend of mine, he actually been on the show, and good dude. But he
Most
posted,
of them are.
Yeah, you know, honestly, a lot of...
I mean,
of,
half of them suck.
But there was like the weirdest meme. I guess this is where you thought you were going to hit it out of the park by saying, John hates memes!
Who doesn't hate memes? I hate memes.
So dumb.
I'll use them, but...
If it's just a meme involving Kate Upton mashing her jugs... Oh, wait, it's not 2012. Right. We don't care about Kate Upton
anymore.
No,
we don't.
Isn't it funny?
We already saw that. We're like, dude,
yeah, the instant,
his butt is too big. What you doing with
the
him?
The instant we saw her,
his
like...
His butt's bigger than his feet. Come
take
on.
Take a load from... Who was it? Clayton Kershaw?
I don't, that, I don't know. Vanderbilt or something.
Oh, James Vanderbeek.
Vanderhoof.
You got it wrong. Paul Verhoeven. Dutch director. Oh my God! So you're part of ISIS now.
Oh.
So, yeah, that
I just have a cold.
But there was a picture posted, and he's gone like hardcore on the gun thing, which, yeah, you know, it's where some people are right now. And what can I say? It ain't my fight, but some people it is. They feel that way.
It's their week.
And he posted a picture, and it showed like in kind of like a middle of a field, a toll booth, like a little gate, but it was unmanned. Mm-hmm. And then like all around in both directions were tire tracks.
Okay. So everybody went around the gate.
Everyone just said, screw it, we're going around this gate. And so the arrow pointing to the gate said gun control. And then the tracks, I forgot the exact label, but the gist of was criminals in the face of gun control. Insinuating that criminals are going to get guns regardless of any sort of attempt to control them.
I get it.
Which is weird, man, because isn't it a criminal's job to try to circumvent any law that they are breaking, which is what makes them a criminal?
Exactly, right? Like, so are these people not criminals before, and you're just upset that they'll be criminals now?
If I took that same picture...
They were going to be criminals anyways.
And I wrote, laws against kid porn for the gate. And then the tire tracks, I wrote, pedophiles. Would you just say, oh, God, there...
The gate didn't work. Why do we even have a gate anymore?
Okay, let's just make it
screw
legal.
Screw it.
I want to, yeah, 4Ds.
Child sex laws, not a big deal.
Go for it.
Because it's all dumb. They're like, just going to do it anyways.
You make laws to, like...
You know, at least deter some.
They're not 100%. Like, drugs are, to me, a lot like guns. Like, a lot of people can handle them responsibly. Some people can't. We call them buzzkills.
Yes.
But
we don't invite them back to the show.
Yeah. Like, you do a couple lines, you drink a Corona,
mm-hmm.
your Saturday
night is over.
And
you get on the mic, and if you can't do it, then just...
Exactly.
Sleep on the floor.
But, of course...
That's why we're doing a two-man show.
Yeah, then you have the Len Biases of
Aaron.
The world. Who, they ruin everyone's party. They don't know how to handle it, and they die. And you know what happened to drugs? They're illegal as hell. Because some people can't handle it. Like, I don't care if there's, like, a million responsible gun owners. I get it. There are. Because there's so many guns out there, if the majority of people weren't responsible, there'd be that much, like, worse stuff going on.
And
but, I'm just... putting out there, like, if the ratio of drugs to guns, like, for some reason drugs are vastly illegal despite, like, the same,
for some reason
a lot of people can handle the drugs too,
you
but
know,
they're illegal. A lot of people
drugs are always
guns.
Committing those mass murders.
Yeah, well, I guess they're in a metaphorical sense.
Metaphorical,
yes.
Sure.
Hmm.
Some of the raw, light ones.
Raw. Sorry, we're both very full of Sudafed. We're
and
sick
when I
with
say drugs,
same,
I mean very light ones that people are getting in trouble for.
I'm not talking the oxys and stuff, which apparently you guys can't handle. Again, that's...
Yeah, Aaron.
Who are
looking
you
at you.
Oh, who's Aaron?
He's just on the floor over here.
Oh, our dead friend.
Yeah. He was going to do the show, but...
Wouldn't you pretend?
I thought we weren't going to bring him up. Sorry.
Wouldn't you pretend it was Sarah that died, like a real co-hostess?
No. She wasn't.
Okay.
No, she's not here. She can handle her stuff.
So, I like how I said so, not knowing where that next word. Reminds me of the great Michael Scott. Sometimes I just start a sentence and
so,
I don't know where it's going.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would take it. Is that just recently I was upset with the fact that I bought ZQL instead of NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing the difference, because I figured, well, that's kind of just the same thing.
And then you drank, and now you're on a dialysis machine.
That's what I thought it was. No, and then I figured out what it was, and I was, you know, whatever. I was fine with what I got, although it was not going to cure my cold, which you guys will hear now. But then I thought it was pretty silly. I thought it was pretty silly that I could buy just a bottle of sleep juice, and people can still get in trouble for, you know, like mediocre recreational use. But you can buy an entire bottle of just, yeah, screw it. This will just put you to sleep forever. Maybe it'll kill your liver. Who gives a crap?
Oh.
You don't even have to be 21 to buy it.
You mean how Tylenol, like, I can't even have an accidental beer on that?
Isn't it,
or I'm talking,
is it not
like,
insane?
Legit liver damage.
Right?
It's
yeah.
Very bizarre. It's legal.
It is. Its only purpose is just to sleep. Nothing else. I mean, and you can take melatonin for that. Non-habit-forming, non-threatening melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just like, but, you know, we created this, like, crazy, super cool chemical that'll kind of make it, like, a little funny. And then you go to sleep, dog. You can buy it for, like, $350. And they're fine with it.
I don't like it when you do your...
And they're fine with it.
When you go back to your hustler talk.
I know. And yeah, well, you know, when I'm trying... Yeah, I was like, I didn't mean to put both hands to the mic and go like, Trey Fitty. And then like, look left or right. But,
oh, yeah. You know, what happened happened.
So, I sold 12 bottles since we've started this.
But, yeah, it's just, there's a lot of vagueness to the Second Amendment. And I feel like... We're trying to govern this country by something that's really, it might as well be trying to interpret the ending of The Sopranos. Like, did Tony live or didn't he? Where it's like, well-regulated militia. Well, what is that? It sounds like well-regulated means like...
Which blog do you choose?
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, like, it's weird to me that, like, if I need to get licensed to drive a car.
Uh-huh.
I need to get that car registered. If I sell that car, it's registered.
Yes.
Like, there's a paper trail for this thing. Yeah, for a gun, it's just like, what? Like, I got, you know what? I'm going to do some 93 Wu-Tang speak. I got biscuits, man. I got illegals. And they're just chilling.
They're just chilling.
They're just chilling. And no one knows. And no one cares.
Yeah. I think a lot of us do. And
no filed,
scary.
No filed serial numbers, by the way. According to Breaking Bad, that's really bad. So
yeah, you don't want to find it with filed serial numbers.
Yeah. Oh God.
They'll know you were into
so
some
much.
Serious stuff.
Oh Christ.
But the point is, John, that you were trying to make
and down the throat. Continue.
Ooh, delicious. That you were trying to make.
Thank
was
you.
That
because I wasn't
if you
there.
Create the law, it's not to end. What you are doing as a citizen, as a citizen within your rights, I can almost guarantee you it will not ruin what you are doing. It will stop some criminals. And yes, criminals will continue to use guns.
Yeah. It's just...
Because that's what they do.
I feel
with
there's...
or without a law. But might as well put a law there.
There's just
it's like John's pedophile thing.
Whoa.
You need to reiterate that.
You mean
reiterate that every time. Wait,
my dating profile?
No. Not your not your record, but the thing you said earlier.
Oh, the gate.
Yes, the gate.
The pedophile gate.
The pedophile gate.
Now that's an invention. We're pitching that on Shark Tank. It's a gate made for pedophiles to walk through, and once they do, they're arrested promptly on the other side.
Facial recognition.
Pedophile gate.
That's funny.
That sounds like a great movie we could do.
Like Stargate?
Yeah, I was thinking Heaven's Gate, but
okay.
Yeah. Pedophile gate.
It's just some nerd, and you're like, you know what? I know the whole time he's going to be the pedophile.
And
he's going to know all the secrets, and he's
going to
know the code, but he's actually going to be the pedophile.
Everyone was the pedophile. They're all inside a gate at the beginning of the movie, if you look closely.
And the kid was dead.
Of course.
The whole time.
He would have squealed.
The whole time.
You gotta bury them like a turd in a cat box.
Oh my God. John, did you know that it's our year anniversary?
You've been blabbing about this.
Okay, I did not. On accident, I texted you because I was happy about a thing that was happening in our future.
You said
I don't know, I turned into like a Wisconsin lady.
You.
I will tell you. I mean, from here to now... It's
good things
good.
Have happened in this year.
Good things have happened. But then I looked it up. June 15th. That was the day we met, dog. That was the day we met, dog.
It's weird to me because I'm with a girlfriend.
You gonna show me the
where
world?
We don't celebrate anniversaries. Like,
yeah, I know. My girlfriend's going to be soups mad.
Even I...
We did not get like crazy on the third one.
Oh, yeah. I was like... About 3 to 4 weeks later, I was like, ooh, did we miss that? And she just went, eh, and we went back to Netflix.
Right? Like, the first one means something, though.
Even that one, I kind of got a pass. She's
weird,
though.
Oh, come on,
she's weird. I'm not dating a normal...
Well, I ain't going easy on you.
But, okay, apparently...
This one is something.
Apparently, I do have a woman in my life who needs a rose or something. Where do you...
I'm going to take care of you.
Where, m'lady, would you like to be taken?
I'm going to take care of you.
Where doth my woman... Wish to sup this eve.
Disney World, baby.
I'm not taking you to Disney World. Is that the one in
I've
Florida?
I've never been.
Because horrible things have been happening
I don't actually...
There.
You know what? Every time somebody asks that, like, it's some weird piece of knowledge that
don't
people
know
are
if you've
supposed
been keeping
to know.
Up, but
I don't know what Disney World or Disneyland. I don't know which one is which. Do you?
Nah, what?
Yeah. Screw that. And screw people
I don't even
know that.
Does one have the Epcot inside it? Or is that just unrelated?
No.
That was okay. So
I don't know.
Yeah, one of them I think has a big silver ball, but I'm not sure.
Hmm. It sounds like you're planning a lot more than you're leading on to.
Oh, really? Is that
one of them is gonna have a big silver ball inside of it?
Oh God, why don't I have a ratio ready to go still? Hold on.
What I'm trying to say, folks, is it's been 1 year.
It's been 1 year, man.
Yeah.
And
if you guys are still hanging on to this, then you guys are freaking awesome.
Nah, they're just at work. They got nothing better to do.
Well, that
they're sheeple, man.
No.
They just lap up what we put
out.
It's
like my friend Dave said. Sheeple is a word that is made up so that you know who to avoid.
Here. Is this what you wanted for a
people
one-year
that use the word sheeple?
A little more erasure.
But what
covering
I'm trying to tell you guys is that we're gonna be doing something. You guys are gonna like it.
Oh,
that's
my
it,
God.
Right? That was kind of like I built it up really hard and then I like let it down to him, like kind of fast, but whatever.
Well,
I mean that's like most times I'm
with
people.
We've had a good year.
We had a good year.
It's good to finally have like a permanent co-host.
And now we're going out. Ritual suicide.
Exactly. This is the end. We're just like the two
Let's
guys
go to the mall.
In erasure. By the way, just putting it out there. And
you
even
be like the two guys in mayhem.
Oh my God.
We just need a third one to like stab me to death.
You mean a Euronymous?
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, you shoot yourself. I like to collect your stuff. And then somebody stabs me to death. And then.
And then Vic Vickers kills you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right?
Yeah. We got to make a black metal joke over Erasure's Take a Chance on Me, which, by the way, unequivocally, the gayest of the bunch of the Erasure ABBA covers. I forgot that it starts with them dressed as dudes, and then them in drag come in and start singing.
Do they
to
even
them
look good? Do they look as good as Homeboy we brought up that one time?
Who? We saw a pretty drag queen?
Yeah. We were like...
You mean that beautiful lady who blew me?
Yeah. Sorry. No.
Oh,
absolute 100% lady.
No.
That was it.
I don't know about this.
God. If I can only remember all the episodes.
I'll put it this way. One would be like 5 drinks deep at Pulse, where you're just like, eh. The other would be about 12 drinks deep at Pulse.
Oof.
Where you'd be like,
12, yeah.
And then like the hand
Good
goes
luck.
Up your,
yeah.
your skirt because, hey, you're at Pulse. Whatever.
Now it's their chore. Yeah. Now it's their problem. It's like, I don't even care at that point.
So, yeah. There's
your loss.
There's the, I guess that's the gun episode.
That's the gun episode.
Was it great?
Don't
How
do
did
it.
You feel about it?
I don't know. I just, you know, I did. That's not
you
really
didn't
my talking
speak much.
Points.
You seemed a little gun shy. Yeah, clever. All right, yeah. We'll be back to the normal format next week. Not that this was that weird. I still feel it was...
It's always a touchy subject.
It was actually on... The weirdest thing about this is that we only bounced between, like, 4 topics.
Yeah,
max.
And then we never turned the lights on.
We managed to...
That was kind of weird, too.
Oh, these have been, like, the low bang lights the whole time.
Oh, you're right, baby.
I don't care for that so much.
I know. I love it.
I'm going to get us out of here before you get all... To be PC before you get all weird on me.
I'm Pete, maybe.
All right, folks. So that was Papa's Basement. You know what? You proved your point. Next week, you get your Red Bull after drinking a sixer before the show. Aren't you going to celebrate that?
Celebrate? I'm celebrating.
Just say yay. I
I'm celebrating a reunion.
Oh, Lord. The night has just begun. You guys are hearing the end of this episode. I don't want to know where this is going from here. He's just nodding, like, yeah, you
Check
don't.
In on John later, just a heads up.
All right, I'm John Papagiorgio. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every show we've ever done. I'm going to write, I'm going to dance, I'm going to sing. Really, it's just every show we've ever done with the occasional piece of writing, though. At Papa's Basement on Twitter, facebook.com/papasbasement. Our 500th episode is 2 weeks.
Oh, God, it's coming up soon. It's going to be about 2 episodes. And we are going to see you guys in D.C. I think what we are going to do is have a big get-together. It is not going to be an episode. It is not going to be recorded. So don't be afraid to come out because we're not going to record you. We are just going to have a big get-together of everybody that is a fan of the show. We're trying to think of the bar, so if you are listening to this right now, please hit me up at Pete Maybe and let me know what you guys think might be a good place to do this.
Don't say Pulse. Not funny.
Don't say Pulse. But it could be, I mean, really, we don't care. It could be anywhere that just could house a couple people. And maybe we can get a little crazy.
That's my basement. The literal one.
Come to the basement, baby.
If you want a couple people, things get crazy.
Well, a couple hundred.
I can't do that. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.